USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Big oil companies have engaged in a long-running greenwashing campaign while raking in record profits at the expense of American consumers. The Democratic-led House Oversight Committee has found a year-long investigation into climate disinformation from the fossil fuel industry. The committee found the fossil fuel industry is posturing on climate issues while avoiding real commitments to reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Lawmakers said it has sought to portray itself as part of the climate solution, even as internal industry documents reveal how companies have avoided making real commitments. Work crews have steadily erected hundreds of double-stacked shipping containers topped by razor wire along Arizona's remote eastern boundary with Mexico in a bold show of border enforcement by Republican Governor Doug Ducey, even as he prepares to leave office. Until protesters slowed, then largely halted the work in recent days, Ducey pressed forward over the objections of the U.S. government, environmentalists, and an incoming governor who also called it a poor use of resources. Democratic Governor-elect Katie Hobbs said last week she was looking at all the options and hasn't decided what to do about the containers after her January 5th inauguration. She previously suggested the containers be repurposed as affordable housing, an increasingly popular option for homeless and low-income people. A teen shooter pleads guilty.
Another teenager accused of a fatal shooting near an Iowa high school has admitted to the crime, marking the fifth guilty plea among the 10 people charged. Daniel Hernandez, who is 18, pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and two counts of willful injury. 10 teenagers were charged in the shooting that happened March 7th. A 15-year-old died, as well as a 16 and 18-year-old were badly injured. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
An early Sunday morning shooting on Chicago's northwest side left three people killed and another critically hurt. The shooting happened at West Melrose Street and North Central Avenue in the Cragen neighborhood at about 2:26 in the morning, police said. An altercation at a local bar spilled out into the street and someone fired shots. The alleged shooter fled the scene in a dark SUV. Here's Chicago Police Commissioner Joseph Brennan.
So at approximately 2:30 a.m., there was an incident that occurred inside a bar here. The incident spilled out into the street. During that time, two females and two males were shot.
Commissioner Brennan added these details.
Three of the victims have succumbed to their injuries. The fourth is in critical condition at a local area hospital.
There's no one currently in custody, and Area 5 detectives are investigating. Police did not immediately provide further information about the shooting. A giant of the NBA, both as a player and a coach, has died. Here's the details from our own Rich Johnson.
In his 16-year pro career, Paul Silas won three rings, two with Boston, one with Seattle. He made the NBA's all-defensive team five times. This after playing college ball at Creighton and entering the College Basketball Hall of Fame 5 years ago. After playing, Silas went on to coach, leading the Clippers, Cleveland, New Orleans, and both versions of the NBA teams in Charlotte, the Hornets and Bobcats. No word yet on cause of death. Paul Silas was 79. I'm Rich Johnson.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.